That's the color we have, and they have kind of a mousy color, I guess.
A mousy? What about gray or red?
Well, color? I don't know anything about the red ones, but maybe the gray.
All right. Well, there's another little animal that looks something like a squirrel, but he doesn't climb trees, and I don't believe we have too many of them around.
Rats?
Not a rat, no ma'am. It's like a rat, too.
Squirrel, it, possum?
It digs down in the ground, though. It's
a mole.
Not a mole, but it's something like a... well, some people have called it a gopher, but it's not a gopher. Have you...
Salamander.
A salamander? Is that a...
They dig.
What about chipmunks?
Chipmunks, yeah.
Do we have any of those around here that you know of?
I don't think so.
All right. What kind of fish do we get around here? What do we call these fish that we get out of our lakes, etc.?
Well, let me see now. Bream. Catfish.
Yeah. Catfish. What else do we have?
And, oh goodness, I don't know.
All right. What do we call all of those, though? We call them a blank kind of fish.
Freshwater fish.
All right. As opposed to, what do we find in the ocean? What do we call them?
Saltwater fish.
Okay. These things that you eat that, you know, they look like clams. Kind of like, but
oysters.
Oysters, okay. What kind of frogs do you know about?
Well, I know there's some that stays in ponds that makes noise at night, and then I know what I call a hoppy toad. That's all I know anything about.
What are the kinds that stay in the ponds at night?
They're called,
what do you call them?
Well, now let me see. There's a name for that. Bullfrog.
All right, and what's the difference between the bullfrog then and the hoppy toad?
Well, these that we have around here, they just live on the land and live in soft, wet places, and these bullfrogs live in water. That's all the difference I know.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Could be more, that's all
right.
I know.
Do you know of any kind of other frog? We mentioned hoppy frog and bullfrog.
I don't know of any other.
How would you use a toad frog?
That's toad frog, I would imagine. That would be... class them all. We'd be thinking, talking about the bunch of them.
Okay. What do you, when we go fishing, what are these things we dig up out of the ground to go
bait.
Fishing? All right. What do we call them, though?
We call them worms.
Worms, all right. Do you have any particular type of worm name for it? That red one, what do we call the long, squiggly red one?
Yeah.
He's a what kind of worm?
I can't think right this minute.
Okay, let's come back to it. What's that hard shell thing that lives in ponds, you know, and just maybe you see him with just his head floating up occasionally has a hard shell on it.
Yeah, alligator.
Not the alligator, no. It has a shell on it. And a lot of people take this particular thing and make a blank kind of soup out of it.
Gopher?
No, not a gopher. He lives in the water. He has a hard shell. Mm-hmm. And he walks on four little legs, and he's usually green. Sometimes they're kind of a brownish color, and sometimes you hear him call a snapping blank.
Turtle.
Yeah, what are some other words that you've heard for turtle? Now, all right, what's the one that lives on land?
Well, they're called land turtles, is all I've ever heard. Land turtles. That's all I've ever heard.
What do you call the little thing in the freshwater that has little claws, and it looks like... To me, it looks like a very small little lobster, a very small
clam.
Little crab. But what is that thing called?
Clam?
Clam? No, it looks like a little...
Lobster.
No, it's not a lobster.
No,
It's a very small
A crab.
All right, it's a crab, but it's called a what, though, in freshwater?
I just don't know.
A crayfish?
Crawfish.
Crawfish. Okay. All right. You go to the store, and again, we're still talking about seafood. You go to the store, and you want to buy some little, coral-looking colored things, and it's seafood, and we fry them.
Shrimp.
All right. Do you know of a plural form of shrimp?